Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, breaking news. Marjorie Taylor Greene just essentially played Donald Trump's hand for him. She exposed a private conversation she had with Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, in which he revealed that he has no replacement for the Affordable Care Act, no next step after this government shutdown. She directly calls out Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, the Republican Party, and by extension, Donald Trump in this post. And honestly, Marjorie Taylor Greene has been on one over the past few weeks in a good way. She's telling the truth of the effects of this government shutdown and what would happen if we don't extend these subsidies. She said even her kids would see their healthcare, their premiums, double. Legitimately double. She posted screenshots of this about a month back, and now we're 28 days into the government shutdown. Happy 28 days to anyone who celebrates. But Marjorie Taylor Greene is essentially blowing up the Republicans' entire plan because they're saying Democrats only want health care for illegal immigrants and that Republicans are actually the ones who have a replacement plan for Obamacare, but it's right there. It's a few weeks away. Now, anybody who's been paying attention over the past 10 years knows that it's become increasingly obvious Donald Trump has no replacement plan. The Republicans as a party definitely don't have a replacement plan, and nobody around Donald Trump has a replacement plan that will benefit the people who actually need it. Any sort of replacement plan will only benefit the richest of the rich. But let's just start right here with Jake Sherman. He said, on the House Republican conference call, Marjorie Taylor Greene just said that she is tired of people listening to the White House political staff. Marjorie Taylor Greene said that Thune, who is the Senate Majority Leader, needs to use the nuclear option and reopen the government. In other words, abolish the filibuster and pass a funding bill. Marjorie Taylor Greene then adds on that and says, you left out that I said I have no respect for the House not being in session passing our bills and the president's executive orders. And I demanded to know from Speaker Johnson what the Republican plan for health care is to build the off-ramp of Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act tax credits to make health insurance affordable for Americans. Johnson said he's got ideas, concepts, and pages of policy ideas and committees of jurisdiction are working on it. But he refused to give one policy proposal to our GOP conference on our own conference call. Apparently, I have to go into the SCIF to find out the Republican health care plan. She has to go into the secure facility in order to find out whatever this non-existent plan is. Marjorie Taylor Greene is playing the hand right here. Now, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson then did a press conference early this morning as this was all happening. And it went downhill from there. He lies even further, just as he does every single time he steps in front of a camera. But the entire Republican claim is that they have a replacement right when the government opens. By the way, they have complete power right now. Yes, we need 60 votes to reopen the government. But if you have 53 Republicans in the Senate signed on and you can't get 7 moderate Democrats, then I'm sorry, you are the problem. The people in power are the problem. So many Democrats in the Senate are very moderate. This is something that we complain about, something we talk about on the show. A lot of these Senate Democrats are quite moderate. They're just centrists. They have every incentive to help the Republican Party, except they don't. They don't with this government shutdown because the Republican Party is in the wrong. Now, by the way, there is a big difference between Senate Democrats and Senate Republicans. I'm not trying to blur the lines here. I'm just saying that a lot of them are more center-left and would be down to play ball. It's the Republicans who very clearly don't want to play ball. Watch Speaker of the House Mike Johnson complaining that he looks so, people say he looks so tired on TV. Just watch. Poor little him.
And here in Washington, the work has gone on in earnest as well. People keep commenting to me, you look so tired on TV. I am so tired because we're not sleeping a lot. We're working overtime. Here in Washington, our House committees have continued to conference together and do all the work we can to ensure legislation is ready for the floor, for action.
It's funny. Someone posted in the replies, Mike Johnson last week, the Republican Party controls the White House, the Senate, and the House. Mike Johnson now. Democrats keep saying Republicans are in charge of the government. We aren't. Then a few days later, he's like, man, we're so tired from doing all this work. Like, okay, so you're in charge, but you're not in charge, but you're tired of, you know, doing so much work implying that you're in charge. Here was Mike Johnson just a few days back saying Republicans aren't even in power.
The Democrats are required to open the government. They keep saying Republicans are in charge of government. We aren't, not in the Senate. 60 votes control the Senate, not a bare majority. And so point number one, Democrat votes are required to open the government.
How bad are you at your job that you can't get seven moderate Democrats to sign on? Here's Marjorie Taylor Greene on Tim Dillon's show roughly a week ago talking about...
Prices have not come down at all.
The job market is...
Job market is still extremely difficult. Wages have not gone up. Health insurance premiums are going to go up. Car insurance goes up every year. People's homeowners insurance goes up.
Yep.
Rent is going up.
Yep.
Young people have no hope of buying a home. And then when they try to buy a home, they end up, like I said, they end up competing with like Blackstone or somebody else.
The average home buyer now is 38 years old. It just came out.
Right.
The average home buyer, 38.
On the flip side, baby boomers can't sell their homes.
Right.
They pay massive capital gains taxes. They don't know, like, well, what do I move to? How do I downsize? I can't replace what I have.
Right.
There are problems on both ends. Some of my own personal family members, some of my own personal friends, they're getting by month to month, charging up their credit cards.
Marjorie is the only Republican, I never thought I'd say this, but Marjorie is one of the only Republicans who's kind of just dropping the facade and saying, you know, people are struggling a lot right now. She said she demanded to know from Speaker Johnson what the Republican plan is, what the off-ramp is, and they had nothing. This is an especially funny clip of Speaker of the House Mike Johnson. Now, he's talking about former President Biden in this clip, but, I mean, my ears must be failing me today. Marjorie Taylor Greene is, you know, saying some really great things. I swear, it sounds like he's talking about Trump in this clip.
Unprecedented in so many ways, and the president was checked out of his job for quite some time, and everybody knows it. And there was a cover-up. The people around him who were using, they would give him scripts to follow. They would point him literally in the direction, stand here, sir, wave like this. And he didn't know what he was signing. So there's all sorts of just incredible implications. It sounds like a terrible novel or something, but this is reality. And so the pardons, for example, he pardoned categories of violent criminals and turned them loose on the streets. And he didn't even know what the categories were, apparently, much less the individual people that he pardoned. They're invalid on their face. I mean, I used to be a constitutional law litigator. I would love to take this case and go into the courts and make that law to set the precedent. You can't allow a president to check out and have unelected, unaccountable, faceless people making massive decisions for the country. Think of the executive orders that were...
This is some top-tier gaslighting. This is almost impressive. I almost think he intentionally wrote this with Trump in mind just to gaslight the American people about what's really going on here. Because Trump pardoned 1,600 people. Most of them, a lot of them, were violent criminals who have since reoffended. One of them got shot. One of them got child pornography and, like, abused a child. One of them recently tried to kill leader Hakeem Jeffries because of the rhetoric of people like Mike Johnson. Number two, unelected bureaucrats. What are you talking about? Donald Trump is literally the master of having people like Elon Musk, people like Stephen Miller, peering over his shoulder, allowing themselves to creep their way into the White House and use it as policy. It's wild because Trump has allowed so many people to buy access via cryptocurrency, all of these literal unelected bureaucrats who are rich. And finally, when you say that Biden was just signing stuff and he didn't know what he was signing, Trump signed a historic amount of executive orders in his first day, in his first month, in his first few months. And during it, Will Scharf, the guy standing over his shoulder, one of his advisors, had to hand it to him and explain to him in one sentence what it was. We watched this happen over and over. Trump doesn't know what he's signing. They could be lying to him. He doesn't know what he's signing. He uses the auto pen too, so don't fall for their lies. If you appreciate what we do on this channel, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you on the next one. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.